The Youth's Instructor, September 29, 1892. Words to the Young. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that, whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Christians are to surrender their will to God's will, that they may maintain good works. They will be brought into circumstances where strong temptations will solicit them to indulge in evil. They will be brought into the society of those whose influence will tend to lead them to the indulgence of self in pleasure-seeking and in gratification of natural inclination. This influence will be dangerous to the spiritual health of the soul. The Christian should withdraw himself from the company of those who are as a snare to his soul. When you come in contact with those whom you cannot lift into a pure and holy atmosphere, because their moral tastes are wholly perverted, you must shun their society. Persons of this class have generally a strong will and positive temperament, and when wrought upon by the enemy of God, they become efficient agents in leading souls from the path of righteousness to paths that are false and dangerous. The moral atmosphere surrounding these souls is tainted with evil and exerts only a defiling influence. Youthful Christian, let your mind be stayed upon Christ. Look to Him for guidance, and live with an eye single to the glory of God. If you put your entire trust in Jesus, He will give you power to control the motives which actuate you. The Lord designs that the mind of the youthful Christian should be trained and developed, that the young soldier may be capable of the highest effort. But this can be done only as you cooperate with the heavenly intelligences, appropriating to yourself every opportunity and privilege for your training and culture. The Lord desires that you should be faithful in little things, that you do the everyday duties which appear small and unimportant thoroughly and to the best of your ability. You are in danger the moment you are satisfied in doing carelessly the work committed to your hands. Remember that what is worth doing at all is worth doing well. Satan is ever near to tempt him who would be a worker for God, suggesting to him that it will matter little if the work is slighted, for no one will know that it has been done negligently. Let none of you be deceived with this suggestion, for you will know yourself that you have not done your duty, and will lose respect for yourself and confidence in yourself. You will know that you are not doing your best for God, and you will realize that God understands all your neglect. Do not be slack, for the habit will grow upon you and be made manifest not only in your outward affairs, but in your spiritual life. In doing superficial work, you will receive a training that will wholly unfit you for the duties of this life or the enjoyment of the next. For unless you train yourself to do thorough work, you cannot have a symmetrical character or be found worthy to be entrusted with heavenly riches. Your reason and imagination should be touched with the life-giving power of Christ, that forms of beauty and truth may be impressed thereon. There are great and precious truths that demand your contemplation, in order that you may have a sound foundation for your faith by having a correct knowledge of God. Oh, that the superficial, vain seeker for truth would learn that the world by wisdom, however much acquired, knew not God. It is proper to seek to learn all that is possible from nature, but do not fail to look from nature to Christ for the complete representation of the character of the living God. By contemplation of Christ, by conformity to the divine likeness, your conceptions of the divine character will expand, and your mind and heart will be elevated, refined, and ennobled. Let the youth aim high, not relying upon human wisdom, but living day by day as seeing him who is invisible, doing their work as in the sight of the intelligences of heaven. He who constantly depends upon God through simple trust and prayerful confidence will be surrounded by the angels of heaven. He who lives by faith in Christ will be strengthened and upheld, able to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold upon eternal life. There are souls who are trembling in unbelief. They ask, "How can I know that God is reconciled to me? How can I be assured that he loves and pardons me? It is not for you, dear youth, to make yourselves just with God. Jesus invites you to come to him with all your burdens and perplexities. Abandon the hope you have held that a legal religion can save you, and do just as Jesus has told you. He says, 'Come unto me, learn of me, believe in me.' Accept the promise and the provision that God has made. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You need not be lost in seeking your way to heaven. Jesus said to Thomas, 'I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.' Then look away from self to Jesus, for in Christ the character of the Father is revealed. Paul says, 'God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who, being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high.' The character of God, as revealed by Christ, invites our faith and love, for we have a Father whose mercy and compassion fail not. At every step of our journey heavenward, he will be with us to guide in every perplexity, to give us help in every temptation. Then be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and render praise unto him who is the light and health of your countenance."